thank you for those songs. They were it's a real blessing. Real blessing to be able to start out the new year with a service like this, I believe. And I know some of you young people maybe had a late night watching the new year in. I watched it in too, but I choose a different time zone. I like to connect with those people. And it's, you know, as I was blessed with the thoughts that were shared this morning already, the thoughts of God's promises, and I think we're going to hear a message in regards to the new year, so I'll try to stay a little different place. Hopefully don't interfere. But I was, as I was thinking about took a recent trip, and interacting with a lot of people on the highway. It was heavily, we did some driving in heavily congested areas. And should be the time when everybody's feeling good and just enjoys the trip and don't worry about it having to take a little longer to get somewhere. But it doesn't. We really don't seem to, at least I don't, we don't seem to allow for that. We figure our time, and that's what we'd like to see happen. And when that doesn't, it gets frustrating, and it frustrates a lot of other people. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about our responses, and I appreciate the thoughts there that shared that Brother Jared mentioned that, you know, we can't do this by ourselves. It's only through Christ, with Jesus, that we can really have a changed life. It's not something we can just decide that we're going to talk different, we're going to do things, we're going to do it right now. It doesn't happen that way. Not in our own strength, not in our own power. So my mind went to the verses there in James, and I'm going to read those first 12 verses out of James chapter 3, especially thinking about the verses 9 and 10, blessing and cursing. And he's talking about the tongue here. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. So if you want to turn to James chapter 3, we'll read the first 12 verses. Those of my age group had to memorize these in school, so I wish I could say them by memory. I don't think I quite can, but they come back to me a lot, thanks to Brother David, so pushing us to learn this. James 3:1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain, both yield salt water and fresh. So he says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. So does the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? So if you go to a spring and you get water from that spring, if you know that spring, you know what to expect. It's going to be the same unless something changes underneath. Sometimes during times of flood waters, floods and things like that, the water can change. But as a rule, when we live down here where Ann lives, why, there's a spring down over the hill there, and that's where we got our water. Our water was pumped up from that spring, and it was good most of the time during times of floods and stuff, then sometimes it got a little bit nasty, but you could depend on that water. You could go down there and drink in that water, and it was refreshing. It was cool. It was good. But there's how do you change that water? You know, you can go, you could go take a barrel of something and try to shove it down in there. It's not going to, that water is going to stay the same. You can't change that water. It's going to always come out fresh, good, clear, and clean. And that's what he's saying. It doesn't, what comes out of our mouth should be the same way if that's what's in there. Jesus says in Matthew 12:34, he says, "How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by their words thou shalt be justified, and by their words thou shalt be condemned." So, in our actions, he's talking about the tongue. James talks about the tongue. Jesus talks about it's a heart issue. So we know that Jesus talks another place. He says that if the hand offend thee, or the foot, not the hand, you know, take it off. Well, that's not, I don't think that's what he's saying here. Our tongue isn't the problem. Our heart, actual literal beating heart, isn't the problem. But it's what's in us. It's what's in the inside. It's what we ingest. It's what we feed on. That's what's inside, isn't it? Last Wednesday night we talked about it was mentioned. You know, what we feed grows. What we starve dies. And so, what we feed, what we watch, what we read, what we see, where we those are the things that are coming in. Those are the things that I believe we can expect to come out. It'll finally be what we are. You know, we can only hide the reality so long. Finally, the real, what's in us, will come out. And finally, we're not hiding anything from God. You know, this last, on that trip, we were, different times, several times, road rage got pretty close to us. And also several drivers that thought they were trying to run on an Indy 500 or something. You know how they go dodging in and out, cross traffic, and just crazy. But there was one little white SUV that was driving along beside us, and I saw this. I was in the next to the passing lane, and I saw this. He was in the far left lane. I think there was three or four lanes there. I saw this Dodge pickup coming up behind, and he came flying up behind this SUV, and he just right up behind and just braked, and he back off, right up behind and braked. Uh-oh, I said, something's going to happen here. Pretty soon, the guy in the little SUV bumps the brakes. The guy in the Dodge, he has to hit him pretty hard. And things kept getting worse, and my wife says, "Dear, get back." And, well, I was watching. I was, you know, it was observing. It was, I thought this might get interesting. And so I did move over a lane so that I'd be a little bit further away in case I didn't know what was going to happen. But when I moved over the Dodge, he roared around that SUV, pulled in front, and hit his brakes. And then things got to be a little racetrack. Last we saw them, they were way out ahead, going back and forth, and I guess they made it all right. We never came on anything. But, well, they did, because I came caught up with the Dodge later on, passed him. He was slowly driving down the road. All of a sudden, I don't know what changed. Earlier, it was really important to get somewhere, but later on, he was kind of just cruising in traffic. But isn't that, you know, there was more going on than the part that there was somebody in his way. There was something built up. And, you know, sometimes in cases, when we're on the road, I think it's the same as our tongue. We do things that are really in there. That's what comes out. We respond in those ways. You know what was happening there was the same thing as when someone's tearing around and hits you on the arm. You know, when you're holding a hot cup of coffee, tea, and somebody not paying attention comes racing through and hits your arm. Yeah, that ever happened to you? And it all ends up in your lap and all over the place. It's then what comes out? You know, That's a real test. What about when you're trying to get that crazy cow in? You finally get her in the corral, and she goes over the gate, crunching the gate, back out again. Then what happens? Or you're walking the barn, your chicken farmers, your turkey, whatever. You're walking the barn for no reason. The chickens all decide you deserve a good dusting and leave you spitting feathers and trying to find some clear air. You know, it's what happens then? You know, I think... It's clear. It's not something we can decide we're not going to do this. We're not going to respond this way. But unless we change what's in the inside, we're not going to be able to do it in our own. We may for so long. We can decide we're not. But we're not going to say these words. We're not going to respond this way. But unless something changes inside, and if that's what's inside, it is what will come out. I saw a post here recently, and it kind of got me started down this thinking about this. But you're holding a cup of coffee. Well, we'll take this coffee to a different perspective now. You're holding a cup of coffee. You're standing there. You're trying to, and you trip, or you somebody jams this elbow, and you know the coffee just. And I didn't put coffee in here because I'm afraid the trustees wouldn't like it, but. The coffee ends up on your lap, burns, or you're just dressed up to go somewhere, and you're all stained up now. Now what are you going to do? Well, why did you spill the coffee? Why did you spill the coffee? If this happened to me, why did I spill the coffee? Connor, why did I spill the coffee? Someone bumped my arm. Well, why did I spill the coffee? Because that's what was in it, right? That's what's in it. So that's what came out, right? You can't change it. You answered the question right, Connor, but there's another answer too. It's because that's what's in it. We can't change it. When that spills, that's what comes out. When life comes along and shakes you, what's going to happen? Whatever's inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you get rattled. So the challenge I'd like to leave with us this morning is what's in our cup. When life gets tough, does joy, does gratefulness, gratitude, peace and humility spill out? You know, when the person jerks over in front of you, jams on the brake, what comes out? You know, if we follow good road rules, you just simply back off. You don't want to. You don't want to aggravate somebody because you don't know what that person has or what he's dealing with, and what you're going to face. But the real thing should be a heart that wants to back off, and to care about that person. Why is he responding in that way? So what's going to spill out this year when you deal with the things you deal with? Is it anger, bitterness, harsh words? Is that what's going to spill out? I'd like to challenge us with, let's strive towards filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation, kindness, gentleness, and love for each other. And I think it's going to change. It'll change our year. So Lord, blessings to all of you as we face this year. Let's bow our heads for prayer.